Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, January 25th. With a name that means the unicorn, you might expect the constellation Monoceros to have an interesting story. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't. It was created mainly to fill in a dark region of the sky near bright Orion the Hunter, which is in the southeast in early evening. The first confirmed record of the constellation is in a 17th century sky atlas. The atlas was produced by a Dutch mapmaker and astronomer who created a score of constellations in all. Most of them are still in use today, including Monoceros. The unicorn isn't much to look at. From a light-polluted city, in fact, you might not see any of its stars at all. Appropriately enough, though, one of the constellation's most interesting residents is a black hole, the closest one to Earth yet seen. It's roughly 3,000 light-years away. It's nothing to worry about, though. It's far enough that it's no threat to Earth. While there's not much in the unicorn to see with the eye alone, a telescope reveals quite a few beautiful sights. The list includes star clusters and several nebulae, big clouds of gas and dust. Hubble's Variable Nebula, for example, consists of a young star that's embedded in a cocoon of material. The star lights up that cloud, making it glow. It's possible that the cocoon is hiding a young planetary system, new worlds that haven't fully taken shape. Monoceros also contains a couple of beautiful stellar nurseries, and we'll talk about those tomorrow. And we have sky watching tips for the whole year in Stardate Magazine's 2020 Sky Almanac. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.